Up first, though, in hour two this afternoon, we get on board the phone line and welcome in our friend Michael Hurley of WBZ in Boston. Hello there, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you and well, the newest member of your family, Ruby Ann?
Yes, Ruby Marie.
Ruby Marie, I'm sorry.
She is now old enough to realize I am completely useless to her, so she is treating me as such. But, you know, we'll get past this, I know, in time.
Can you tell this from facial expressions? How do you ascertain her belief in you?
I would just say, you know, biologically, there are things that her mother can offer her that I can't.
Oh, yeah.
She's figured this out. So when I come in for whatever, it's just sort of like, you know, you're kind of useless. So if you want to move along, sir, we'll be better off. But it's all right. It'll come back around.
All right. Well, I have confidence in that. Are you getting some sleep?
No. No. Not a little bit, but no. The answer is no.
I'm sorry for that. Well, as you know, you're a veteran of this. It'll happen in 5-6 years.
Yeah, we'll get around. No big deal.
Let's talk a little Patriots here. Last weekend, 15th straight win over the Jets. It wasn't easy. It wasn't pretty, but a win is a win, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I feel if you look at all three games, and maybe not in the moment, but I feel, I don't know if the worst is the right word, but the least impressed by the Patriots' performance last week compared to, I thought week one, they looked very good. I thought week two, in retrospect, holding the Dolphins to 24 instead of 70 was quite a win. So this particular game wasn't great, but as you said, a win is a win, and they desperately needed one. But the Jets defense is good, don't get me wrong, but that type of overall performance is not going to lead to many wins.
Well, no. What do you think of the offensive line so far? Those first two games, I felt, well, maybe they're better than I expected, but there's a reason, I guess, they're not generating much on the ground.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Everyone goes quarterback, but we know Ramondre Stevenson's a good player, and he's looked pretty useless back there as a running back. So it tells you that the line is not really where it needs to be and where they expect it to be and where they need it to be. But they at least have most of the bodies back. I don't know that Cole Strange is at his full power. If he is, that's not great for him. It looked like Mike Onwenu was better in week three compared to week two. So his trial by fire, I guess, in getting up to speed seems to be complete. So I'd imagine that it gets a little better as it progresses, but it definitely has hamstrung them in all aspects of offense when the line has just been, I mean, shaky, I think, is putting it nice.
And Mac Jones has looked, I think, pretty solid overall, but I guess I still question whether he can be the guy that makes that big play in the last 2 minutes of a close game.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot lately. It seems like that seems to be the criticism standing out, and fair enough, he doesn't have many fourth quarter winning drives, comeback drives in his resume. So we'll see if he has that. I'm not one to rule it out, like, and speak in definites and absolutes like he can't. Just because he hasn't. But I think he's been good under the circumstances. You saw in week one and even week two, the strategy, the game plan was just take the snap, get rid of the ball. You know, there hasn't been a whole lot of quarterbacking given the offensive line situation. I think he had a few deep shots on Sunday that I really didn't like. There was one to Parker early. There was one to Bourne up the sideline that was just kind of meh. There was one to Juju that looked like neither Mac or Juju wanted to complete it. So the passing game as a whole has a lot to work out, and Mac obviously is, you know, the number one part of that.
Who do you think, Michael, will be the guys that really emerge as the top receivers as we go forward?
Well, I still feel like Hunter Henry is the one guy that is Mac's guy. I don't know if that leads to the yards as much as the receivers could have, but he's the guy, and he still trusts Bourne. He's still going to Bourne. It hasn't broken yet, right, for any one receiver to stand out and have like a 100-yard game or anything. But those are the two guys that I still think are max guys. You know, Pop Douglas is getting a look. Parker gets those sort of, I call them prayers. They call them 50-50s. I want to run the numbers on those. I'm not sure it would have come out to 50-50 on all those deep shots to Devontae Parker. So I still think Bourne is the reliable go-to guy. I don't know how far that gets you.
We're talking with Michael Hurley here on Downtown. Defensively, Pat's got the job done. They certainly, partially Zach Wilson's incompetence, but they did what needed to do, and some honors today for Christian Gonzalez He's had a heck of a first month for a new guy in the league.
Definitely, and we in the media are at times get accused of only doing the negative stories, which I take offense to, obviously. But I think that's one. Imagine if the first-round corner was just getting shredded and ripped apart. And we could even justify it if we were, given the matchups with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, right into Garrett Wilson. But he's really done well, even with those assignments. So presumably, if he can play that well against those guys, he can play well against just about anybody. So it's been, you know, so far, we're only, you know, three games in. We're not going to put him in the Patriots Hall of Fame yet. But so far, it would be hard to have expected more out of the first-round rookie than what Gonzalez has given them so far.
So looking at the season before it got started, checking out the schedule, I sort of imagine this one would be an L this weekend, but a little more hopeful after what happened with the Cowboys and the Cardinals. What did Arizona figure out last week?
That's a good question. I watched that game, and I wasn't really retaining it under the assumption that the Cardinals were going to win, because I had watched the Cardinals go up 28-0 on the Giants week before and still lose. So I was kind of waiting for that, and it never came. So I know the Cardinals ran the ball. I know they confused Dak Prescott. I think ultimately it doesn't work in the Patriots' favor, because if the Cowboys were going in this game 3-0, I would rather them – I kind of would like them to have that lapsed game. But because they got embarrassed last week, I think they're due to come in, you know, as sharp as can be. But that being said, Mike McCarthy is probably one of my least favorite coaches in all of sports. So there's a chance that thing unravels a bit and the Patriots take advantage. So I kind of like the Patriots this week, though. I can't fully articulate why beyond I don't like Mike McCarthy in many spots.
Well, I'm with you on that. I think if it's a head-to-head battle of coaches there, you know, Belichick would, with part of his brain tied behind his back, would do pretty well in that one. And they've been beating themselves a lot lately. They haven't been scoring much in the red zone and racking up a whole lot of penalties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't hate the Patriots' chances this week, which, you know, I didn't take them in week one. I didn't take them in week two. I took them last week. I think my guess was 17-9, so I was pretty close. I don't know where I stand exactly on this one, but I kind of got a good feeling about the Patriots, you know, coming out of there with a win, which sounded crazy 6 days ago, but doesn't seem so crazy right now.
Well, and they've struggled a little bit to get the pass game going, and apparently they've got a number of offensive linemen who are at least questionable for this weekend. I would think that would play right into the Patriots' defense if they can make them a one-dimensional team on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we know the secondary, the Patriots' secondary, is not at full strength, so they are still, you know, ripe for the picking in some sense, but no, that'll definitely help. We saw them basically win the game by sacking Zach Wilson in the end zone last week. So we know what it can do for them. I think we'll see maybe a little bit more Keon White. He's been played sort of limited role. I think he's due with some of the injuries up front to maybe have more of an impact. And, you know, if there's anywhere on the interior or the edge that they decide to employ him, I would watch him, because he was a scary man to watch in the preseason. We haven't seen him a ton outside of week one. So I would say with Judon and White, we'll see what, and, you know, obviously that frees up Uche. So there's definitely guys that can get to the quarterback, disrupt the passing game, and we'll see how they do against the run.
Offensively, do they need to run the ball to be successful?
Yes. Yes. And it's just, you can be one dimensional if you have the greatest quarterback of all time and you can figure it out. But when you have a guy that's just sort of okay, you need to have that balanced attack. It's so important. You look at the play. Now, granted, it is, you know, the nerds and the stat geeks and everything will tell you that you don't actually need to establish the run to set up play action. And I think last week's touchdown pass to Farrell Brown proves that, where the run game was doing nothing, but everyone bid on the play fake. But I do think it's more effective if you can get the defense, either personnel-wise or mentality-wise or scheme-wise, geared up to stop that run, and then you can free guys up. Because that's what's been missing from this offense. They don't have the guy that can get open on his own. You do need to scheme it up, and it just becomes a little bit easier when there is some threat of, you know, an 8, 10, 15, 20-yard run.
Michael Hurley, WBZ Boston. Michael, great talking with you. Congratulations again on the new addition to the family. Hope there's some rest in your future, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
I hope so, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Michael Hurley with us here.